Okay, so welcome back to another episode. I think it's going to be part of Straight to the Point. Let's see. But I've been reading a lot of comments recently, and I thought it's time to bring these sorts of videos back, whether they get loads of views or they don't. And it's kind of like a documentary type, I guess, video log of what we're doing when we're growing Pipeline 44, and also my journey as a I guess a chief marketing officer, co-founder, whatever. And the way that I'm going to be theming these videos is really talking to you about the stuff that I'm learning, stuff that we're testing, the results that we're getting. And in this one, what I'm going to be focusing in on is a term called champion of brand. Now, this has to do a lot with content. And if you're struggling to get engagement right now, if you're posting and not really getting the reactions, not really getting the comments, not really getting the inbound leads, then the stuff that I'm going to say in this entry is definitely going to help you, like it has, like the hundreds of clients that we've worked with over the past 2 years. I don't know how these videos are really going to go. They're not going to be the best quality. I'm using this, like my Apple Mac camera for this time, because I'm literally at my mum's house after traveling down the M1 for a couple of hours for family reasons. But I think what's really important is that this stuff isn't going to be like professionally edited 9 times out of 10. I'm going to commit to doing like a recording a video a day, whether we publish it every single day. I have no idea, but we'll see. Now, if you want to follow this journey, just hit the subscribe button. It's going to be full of value, I promise you that. It's not going to be, and like, we're not going to cover anything up. I'm barely going to edit this stuff. It's going to be very much straight to the point style. The truth of what's happening, what's working, and more importantly, what isn't. Because if you've followed me for a while, or if you've followed Pipeline 44 for a while, one of the things that we're really trying to embody is removing all the waffle, like really making sure that the advice that you're getting is the stuff that's working today, not the stuff that was working a year ago. And that's where I want to start off with the content for this specific series, because it's not a shock to you, most likely, if you're watching this, but social media is getting harder. Like it, the content that you're creating, if you look at the sort of stuff that you were posting a year ago versus what you're posting today, it may be very, very similar. However, the impressions will be a lot lower. I was only speaking to Nick, my business partner, 2 days ago, 3 days ago. I can't remember in the exact date, whatever. But one of the things that we were talking about was how, especially LinkedIn as a platform, is performing. And he's only recently had a baby, right? So he posted about it. It's a piece of content that we knew would travel well. Now, it's a big thing in his life, right? And he was always going to document it. But now, when I look at it from like an analytics point of view, which is the just the geek in me and stuff that I look at, right? That sort of post this time last year probably would have got close to 100,000 impressions, especially on that platform with the following that he's got. If I was to say to you that it got 7,000, now that could be a lot to a lot of you, but when you compare it to what that was last year, you can see how these algorithms are changing and how you need to adapt with them to be able to stand out in a very crowded marketplace. Now, there's reasons why the impressions are lower. There's more content out there than ever before. Therefore, there's more competition for newsfeed space than ever has been before. So where there may be, let's say, pick random numbers out of thin air, right? Let's say there was 1 million pieces of content going out in your area of the UK today or wherever you're watching this. There's now 10 million. And therefore, the newsfeed space that you were getting is no longer there. So you've got to fight harder for it. And therefore, like the thing that we've all got to focus in on, and this comes from hours and hours and hours of analysis of content, right? This is stuff that you need to look at if you want to try and win on social, is looking at how the best people, the people that are getting the thousands of reactions, the thousands of comments, looking at the sorts of content they're creating and actually looking a bit deeper into their brands. Now, when I look and speak to people, and even just this month of March, I've spoken to probably close to 60 or 70 different businesses now. I don't know the exact number, but it's around that figure. When I look at their content, it's very vanilla. It doesn't really give me anything. It doesn't give me any incentive to follow. It's quite boring. And actually, like I always say this to them on calls, and if you've had a call with me, drop a comment below just so you know, like, so just so there's evidence that I've actually said it to you, right? But this stuff is just boring. And therefore, why would we engage with it? It's almost like the creators are bored creating it. So why is us as consumers, are we going to act any differently? And this brand championing is really, really important because we have studied the best brands out there, the best personal brands in the best companies in the world, companies like Nike, companies like Gymshark, companies like Apple, like some of the best consumer brands that are out there, and also service B2B type brands as well. And all of the key individuals, they stand for something. And therefore, the question that I want to ask you, and it's a question that I ask every single client that we've got, is, what do you as a brand champion? Now, I asked this question to myself because, in all honesty, like my brand's been a bit confused in the past. And especially over the last 6 months, I've been trying to find it again. I've lost my straight to the point marketing type brand. I've lost myself, and I'm trying to find it again by doing these videos. That's the whole point of this series. I don't care how many people watch it. I just want to get straight back to like what I am and what I embody. And therefore, what I'm championing is young entrepreneurship, like someone who's hungry to succeed. I want to document that. Someone who's passionate about helping people, like someone who loves to teach and educate. And even if I wasn't being paid for it, I'd still create this stuff because I love talking and I love sharing my message and I love seeing the information that we provide actually help people. And then the third thing is like motivation and inspiration to prove all the doubters wrong. So like they're the three things that I really want to embody and champion. Now, there's other people out there that champion different things. My business partner Sam, like, is championing women entrepreneurship. She's a single mum fighting a battle in business, and she's helping all those people out. Mental health is another thing. Sobriety is another thing. All these things she champions as a brand and in her content. The reason why it's so powerful is because everybody relates to these things, everyone. And therefore, what happens is when you're talking about topics that everyone relates about, the engagement comes. If you're going nitty-gritty technical information, education, trying to give all of the detail out there, your engagement's going to remain low because no one gives a crap. No one cares. So what you need to think about is, and it's almost a task for you, it's almost get a bit of paper out, right? Get a bit of paper. And down like one side of the paper, write down all the things that you care about, that you're passionate about, that you stand for as a brand. And then what you then need to do on that list is go and circle three to four things that everyone will relate to. So like sobriety is something that everyone is like talking about right now. It's a real buzz topic and something that lots of people I'm seeing are doing. Sam talks about that and it goes absolutely mental when she does because everyone wants to support her. Everyone wants to gauge in it. They're inspired by it. It's this stuff that we need to keep working on. And the more detail that you go into this, the easier it becomes to be able to stand out online. So go through that exercise. It will really, really help you. This stuff I'm going to keep doing day by day. So if you have any questions at all, please drop it in the comment section below. If you're watching on YouTube, please do subscribe, hit the like button if this is the sort of content that you like. Again, I'm not expecting this to trend or go viral or anything like that. This is kind of just me talking, really, giving you some stuff that I'm learning along the way. And if you're listening on the podcast, again, I'd love to hear on Instagram or on Facebook or on LinkedIn just what you think. Please drop me a message if you are tuning in. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you all in the next one. Peace.